Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Nathan Carter, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How's things?
You're off to prison?
Yes, for all the right reasons.
So you're playing a show next week in Castlereagh Prison. How did this come about?
I am, yes. So my road manager, Jared Butler, his brother has been working in the prison for, I don't know, maybe 15 years now. And they came to us and suggested that we would do a gig. And I was like, geez, that sounds like Johnny Cash, you know, going back to Folsom Prison. But it's actually for a great cause. It's a charity event, and they're trying to raise money for the Sligo Hospital to get a bit of money for baby units in the paediatric ward. So, yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm in. It sounds like a really good idea. Yeah.
Fantastic. Prison kind of features a lot in country music, doesn't it?
It would do, yeah. Yeah. So my favourite ever singer was a guy called Merle Haggard, who was actually in prison. And he seen Johnny Cash performing in Folsom Prison, and he got inspired to write songs. So I've grown up following that story of Merle Haggard.
Wow.
And of course,
okay.
Johnny Cash then performed at the prison. So yeah, it prison does, yeah. It's involved in a lot of songs.
We should say not so much in the country and Irish scene maybe, but yeah, America, the American country.
Yeah, and Big Tom never did many gigs in prisons now. But
and listen, was it your granddad introduced you to Johnny Cash when you were a kid? Yeah,
it was. Yeah, Johnny Cash, Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers, all those. Great singers from the 60s, 70s, 80s, yeah.
Yeah, so you'd be channeling all that kind of, all that stuff from your past and everything too. Now, will you be tailoring your performance? I'm assuming these guys might not all be hardcore fans of yours.
Yeah, well, funny enough, the one of the reasons why I said yes to this was I was in a bar one night in Galway and got chatting to a guy, and he told me that he'd been in prison for 5 years. And that my music kind of inspired him and, you know, got him through the dark times. And I was like, geez, that's nuts. You know, and I never really thought of it. But whenever I was asked to do this, I was like, geez, it could be a good idea, you know. I'm delighted to be doing it. This year for me is a year of doing new challenges, different things, just not the norm. So delighted to be doing this.
Okay, what else have you done?
We went to the Faroe Islands recently, which is very much north of Scotland, between Scotland and Iceland. We're going to different islands off Scotland throughout the summer doing festivals. And I'm at the minute I'm writing with Guy Chambers, who wrote a lot of songs with Robbie Williams.
Yeah, listen, he wrote like this. We're back to when Robbie Williams used to have hits, like Guy Chambers, Angels, Feel, Let Me Entertain You, all the big ones.
Yeah.
So how's that working out?
It's going good, yeah. So he's got a studio in Notting Hill in the middle of London. So I'm going over every 2 weeks and spending 2 days there writing songs with him. It's a year of, for me, a year of new challenges and different things.
And is it country you're doing with Guy Chambers, or is it more
it
poppy?
It is, yeah. So, of course, like, listening to Robbie's stuff, it's completely pop. But I didn't realise Guy Chambers is a massive fan of country music. So we're kind of doing folky country, and it's going good so far, thank God.
Okay, so this could be it'll be a slightly new sound for you, will it?
It will, yeah. So he's a producer as well, so he's going to be recording the album and obviously writing on it and playing most of the stuff, because he's an incredible musician. He plays guitar, piano and drums and bass. So it's exciting.
I saw this fantastic video. It was another video of you maybe kind of getting out of your comfort zone. You went to a 98th birthday party recently and you surprised this woman on her birthday. It was lovely.
Yeah, Nan McAdams. So a friend of mine, Paddy, was playing for this lady's birthday party, and he said, she's a massive fan of yours. Would you possibly call in? It was in a little town outside Listenski. And I said, yeah, no problem. So called in, sang a song, and she was hugging me for at least 3 minutes. She wouldn't let me go. And of course, someone filmed it on the phone and put it up on TikTok. And the video must have had 2 million hits at this stage. So,
yeah,
98. Incredible.
Yeah. It is a great life-affirming moment in a kind of an awful world, really. I hope Philomena Begley wasn't jealous when she saw it. It struck me, it was a very Daniel thing to do, but of course Daniel has that amazing kind of one-on-one connection with the fans, but he's kind of a mentor to you, isn't he?
Daniel has been a great mentor through the years. Yeah. So like I went out to America about 4 years ago and tried to play a couple of the theatres, you know, in Branson. And Daniel was performing up the road and he brought me on every day. He'd done afternoon shows and we were doing the evening shows. So Daniel would bring me up and let me sing a couple of songs and promote my gig, you know, which was incredible. Because, you know, in a lot of different styles of music, there's a lot of, you know, there would be competitors, would you say, but not in this style of music. Yeah. Daniel was incredible.
Yeah, so look, good. A lot of people get successful and they pull the ladder up as well behind them, don't they?
Exactly, yeah. Not with Daniel, no, definitely not.
Okay, so listen, you're touring Ireland this summer too, and people can look to your website for the details, NathanCarterMusic.com.
Yeah, we're not just doing the one prison. We're doing the other theatres and festivals.
Okay, so people in the free world can get to go and see you as well.
Indeed, yeah.
And the prison gig, not that we can go, but it's on July the 11th.
It is, yeah. No, looking forward to it. Something different, you know.
Absolutely. Nathan Carter, thank you very much.